Welcome to Open Mic on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Thanks for tuning in. So this week, I've got a great lineup of music for you, a pretty diverse selection of music. I've got Iron and Wine. I've got Tiff Merritt. I've got, had a request for another song from Dave McGraw and Mandy Fair, Chris Smither, and more, much more. Also, I'm going to do a special set of music from the late, great Mississippi John Hurt. I'm going to play you one of his songs and then play you some artists that were influenced by John Hurt and tell you a little bit about his life, very interesting life. But first off, I'm going to start with a song, an oldie, from Cat Stevens, who goes by Yusuf Islam as well. As you may know, back in the 70s, Cat Stevens was a huge pop artist and then basically dropped out of music for about 30 years. But he's been recording pretty regular, and he's got a new album out called The Laughing Apple that's getting some great reviews. That just came out this year. But I'm going to play a song from 1970. It's a really timeless song called Where Do the Children Play? That was off his Tea for the Tillerman album that came back out back in 1970. So it's going to be Cat Stevens, Where Do the Children Play?
A slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, as you can get anything. I know we've come a long way. We're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play? They just go on, and it seems that you can't get off. Oh, I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play? Children play.
All you bold sportsmen, and listen to my story about noble Stewball, that gallant racing pony. On the marble was the man that first brought Stewball here, but to run with Miss Grease along the plains of Kildare. And the fame of his actions we've heard of before, but now he is challenged by young Mrs. Gore. For to run with Miss Greasel, that handsome grey mare, the 10,000 gold guineas on the plains of Kildare. And the cattle they were brought out with saddle, whip and bridle, and the gentleman did shout at the sight of the gallant riders, viewing the cattle just as they came there. Oh, they all laid their money on the Monaghan grey mare. And the order it was given, and away they did fly, Stewball like an arrow, the grey mare passed by. And if you had been there to have seen them going round, you'd have thought to your heart that the mare touched the ground. And when at last they came to halfway round the course, Stewball and his rider began to discourse. Says Stewball to the rider, can you tell to me how far is that grey mare this moment from me? Says the rider to Stewball, you run in great style to the head of the grey mare, almost half a mile. You keep your run, I vow and I swear that you never will be beaten by the Monaghan grey mare.
He's my dusty old man. child painted pictures of the man he grew to be. And out of my eyes, he walks the street, a city melody. Trumpet man, oh trumpet man, your tiny boat is spinning in the sand. Canals are lined with passers-by, and I feel the time has come. There is beauty from the belfry,
Kill on.
Oh, rapture in the ringing,
Kill on.
Wellness for the wounded,
Kill on.
While Amsterdam's awakened,
Kill on.
Yeah, I would like to play for you a song that is my own. For years I've climbed the towers. I am the voice of bronze and stone. Attack. Or I him for hearts and bones, just in case the gods forget the sick who live alone. Here and Frank and Rembrandt stopped the world a couple times. The boldness of a human and the spirit of the chime. Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear. Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you now. Together we shall celebrate the bells of this old town. 'Cause there is beauty from the belfry. Rapture in the ringing,
Kill on.
World is for the wounded,
Kill on.
While Amsterdam's
awakened,
Yeah, I would like to play for you a song that is my own. For years I've climbed the towers. I am the voice of bronze and stone. Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you now. Together we shall celebrate the bells of this old town.
You're listening to KKRN Community Radio. This is Open Mic, and I'm Mike McNamara, your host. So we finished up that set with Dave McGraw and Mandy Fair. I've played them before on this show. I've seen them live a couple times, and I just think they have a great sound together, really harmonize well. That was a song called Carillon, a great story about a bell keeper that they encountered in Europe. And that's off their Maritime album that came out in 2015. Before that, Tiff Merritt. And I'm just starting to get into Tiff Merritt. I really like her sound, kind of a country folk sound. She really rocks on that one, actually. That's a song called Dusty Old Man. It's off her recent release. It came out this year, an album called Stitch of the Wind. Tiff Merritt doing Dusty Old Man. And before that, Andy Irvine and Paul Brady. That's off their classic album, which was called the same name, Andy Irvine and Paul Brady, that came out in 1976, a traditional song called Plains of Kildare. And boy, they just tear it up on that. Some great mandolin guitar playing, Andy Irvine and Paul Brady. Okay, well, we'll move into some more music. Next up, I've got my Mississippi John Hurt set. I wanted to pay tribute to the great, late, great Mississippi John Hurt, country blues artist, that was rediscovered in the 1960s. He basically recorded back in 1928. He won a contest, and he did live in Mississippi, came up to New York City and recorded with OK Records, and then the Great Depression hit after that, and so he went back into obscurity. He was a sharecropper, cotton picker, hard life, but kept playing his music. But it wasn't until the early 60s that there was the folk revival. And because he did a song in 1928 called Avalon Blues, which I'm going to play for you here next, the person that rediscovered him in 1963 had heard that 1928 recording, Avalon Blues, which talked about John Hurt's hometown being Avalon, Mississippi. So they went down, they found John Hurt. I think he was like in his 70s by then, but they brought him out and he started playing in the 60s, early 60s. He started playing coffee houses and universities and recorded quite a bit and had a big influence. He had a really nice guitar sound, finger-picking guitar, and kind of a mellow sound for blues, really. So I'm going to start off this set, I'm going to play a Mississippi John Hurt, that original 1928 recording of Avalon Blues, and then I'm going to move into some artists that were influenced by John Hurt. So first off, we're going to listen to Mississippi John Hurt doing Avalon Blues.
In New York this morning, just about 9:30. In New York this morning, just about 9:30. Call him a Maureen Allen, little Harley, keep him crying. Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind. Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind. Pretty Mars and Avalon want me there all the time. Throwing kisses and waving at me. When the train left Allen, throwing kisses and waving at me. Just come back, Daddy, stay right here with me. Allen's a small town, had no great big range. I learned a small town, had no great big range. But in Mars and Apple, sure will spin your chain. Good town, but it's not for mine. New York's a good town, but it's not for mine. Went back down, yeah, where I put him on all the time.
Down the city streets, how the wind did blow. We all went to the cellar, yes, we cleared out the bar, to hear a little old feller play some pretty guitar. And did you hear John Hurt play his Creole bell, or the Spanish Fandango that he loved so well? And did you love John Hurt? And did you shake his hand? And did you hear him play his Candyman? On a straight back chair with his felt hat on, he tickled our fancy with his total old song. All the people passing down McDougal Street, they caught the head turn and listen to the tapping feet. And did you hear John Hurt play his Creole bell, or the Spanish Fandango that he loved so well? And did you love John Hurt? And did you shake his hand? And did you hear him play his Candyman? Pick some together, John Merle and me, like a talking to Casey, an old stack of Lee. And don't you bet your money if you can't afford to lose. Man, you should have heard him play them Monday morning blues. Couldn't hardly find my Monday morning shoes. Industry.
Hollywood lifts, doing a double take, pointing a finger at eternity. I'm sitting in the middle of this ecstasy. A young man marching, helmet shining in the sun, polished and precise like the brain behind the gun should be. They got me thinking about eternity, but some kind of ecstasy got a hold on.
Some smile will lose some of its innocence. winsome smile. Your winsome smile will lose some of its innocence.
Okay, that was my Mississippi John Hurt set. We finished up with Chris Smither there doing Winsome Smile. That's a great, great song, great lyrics, some good humor there. Chris Smither is an artist out of Boston. He's recorded a lot. He's got a lot of albums out. That's from his Live As I'll Ever Be album, which came out in 2000. That's all live music, really kind of his greatest hits album at that time. A lot of his songs that got a lot of play. Again, Winsome Smile, some great finger picking a la John Hurt, as I mentioned. Chris Smither was influenced by John Hurt. Before that, Bruce Coburn. I played Bruce on this show. Bruce has a new album out, and I played a couple of shows back. That's his great song, Wondering Where the Lions Are, off Dancing in the Dragon's Jaw album, which came out in back in 1979. I read an interview with Bruce Coburn, and he said he basically ripped off the guitar arrangement there from Mississippi John Hurt. Bruce is a really good finger-picking guitarist as well. And before that, the one and only Doc Watson, the late, great Doc Watson. I'll be playing more Doc on this show because Doc was a huge influence on my music. And that's a song called Did You Hear John Hurt, which was actually written by Tom Paxton, the folk singer. And that's a great song that describes Mississippi John Hurt and his songs and coming to New York City in the 60s. As I mentioned, he was rediscovered back in the 60s after he recorded that that album back in 1928. And that's what we started off with, was Mississippi John Hurt doing Avalon Blues from 1928. That's actually, the recording's not in too bad a shape there. So you got a good reference point for John Hurt's great finger-picking guitar. Okay, well, let's move into some other music. Next up, I've got Liza Gilkison. I've also played Liza on this show before. And Liza mentioned at a music retreat that I went to that a song of hers called The Great Correction is going to be recorded by Joan Baez. And so that's big news for Liza and her music. So I wanted to play that song. I hadn't played it before. It's called The Great Correction, and it's off of her Beautiful World album that came out back in 2008. So here's Liza Gilkison.
Corner of ruin and grace, I'm growing weary of the human race. Hold my lamp up in everyone's face, looking for an honest man. Everyone tied to the turning wheel, everyone hiding from the things they feel. Oh, the truth's so hard, it just don't seem real. The shadow across this land. Suffer at the hands of our American dreams. Turn their backs on the grisly scenes traced to the privileged sons. They got their God, they got their guns, got their armies and the chosen ones. But we'll all be burning in the same big sun when the great correction. Lovers of the mystery, you've been saying, people, let your love light shine. Poets and sages throughout history, they say the light burns brightest in the darkest time. try to get through. But the end could be the start of something new when the great correction comes.
Bad boy. drifting in the dark. Will I ever find a harbor? I don't see it on the chart. With some saying no, but someone else is whispering yes, yes, yes. She's my Bible, she's my buddy, she's my person, GPS. She's my Bible, she's my buddy, crystal clear and never muddy. She's my Watson, she's my Tonto, never tardy, always pronto. She's my Sherpa, she's my guide, never runs and never hides. Julie Awesome, she's the best, she's my personal GPS. My personal GPS. She's my personal GPS. She's my personal GPS. Yes, yes.
This one's called Upward Over the Mountain.
Mother, don't worry, I killed the last snake, lived in the creek bed. Mother, don't worry, I've got some money I saved for the weekend. Mother, remember being so stern with that girl who was with me. Mother, remember the blink of an eye when I breathe to your body. So may the sun rise, bring hope where it once was forgotten. Suns are like birds flying upwards over the mountain. Mother, I made it up from the bruise on the floor of this prison. Mother, I lost it all of the fear of the Lord I was given. Mother, forget me now that the creek drank the cradle you sang to. Mother, forgive me, cause I sold your car for the shoes that I gave you. So may the sun rise, bring hope where it once was forgotten. Suns can be birds taken, broken up to the mountains. Mother, don't worry, I've got a coat and some friends on the corner. Mother, don't worry, cause she's got a garden we're planting together. And mother, remember the night that the dog had her pups in the pantry. Blood on the floor and fleas on their paws, and you cried till the morning. So may the sun rise, bring hope where it once was forgotten. Suns are like birds flying always over the mountain.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Open Mic. I'm Mike McNamara on KKRN Community Radio. So we just finished out that set with the band White Horse. They're a duo from Canada. White Horse is Luke Duché and Melissa McClellan. And that was a song called Devil's Got a Gun off their Fate of the World Depends on This Kiss album, which came out back in 2012. They're getting a lot of attention. They got a great great sound, great harmonies. Before that, Iron and Wine, otherwise known as Sam Beam. And that was a song called Upward Over the Mountain, which was on Iron and Wine's debut album, which came out in 2002. That was called The Creek Drank the Cradle, the album. Before that, Freebo, doing She's My Personal GPS off his If Not Now When album, which came out in 2015. So we'll move in. We're getting close to the top of the hour here. I want to let you know that you've been listening to community-supported KKRN 88.5 FM radio. We are supported by listeners like you and brought to you by volunteers from the community. To become a listener supporter, go to our website, which is kkrn.org, and click on the donate button or mail a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Or you can call us at area code 530-337-1885 to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio or to learn more about us. So I want to thank you for listening to Open Mic on KKRN. Coming up next on KKRN is Stuck in the Psychedelic Era with The Hermit. And so stay tuned for that one. That's a great show. So we appreciate you tuning in to Open Mic. All right. I think I want to take you out with an instrumental piece. Let me see here. I've got a song, Hot Tuna, the water song, is basically off a song that was an instrumental piece that was recorded on Hot Tuna's Burger album back in the late 70s. And Hot Tuna, as you may know, is Jorma Kaukonen. And he's a great fingerstyle. I want to finish up with this one because he was influenced by Mississippi John Hurt as well. So we're going to go out with a beautiful piece called The Water Song, Hot Tuna.
Thank you. Gibson for KKRN Bella Vista in Round Mountain, 88.5 FM.
Programming on KKRN is brought to you in part by Bernie Disposal. Bernie Disposal has been a supporter of free speech in a healthy, informed community since 1977. They are your community resource for all recycling and refuse information. Dedicated to customer service, you can reach them at 335-2723 or on the web, berniedisposal.com. Also, they are located at 37484 Cornice Avenue in Bernie. Thanks, Bernie Disposal.
Programming on KKRN Community Radio is supported by listeners like you and the Shasta Piping Society. The Shasta Piping Society is a charitable organization dedicated to the encouragement of musicians and listeners of the Scottish Highland Bagpipe. The Society grants refurbished instruments to K through 12th graders interested in learning the music of Scotland. See their Facebook page for more community information. KKRN thanks the Shasta Piping Society for the support of community radio.
Hey, how's it going? For the next 2 hours, you are stuck in the psychedelic era.